song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday. We have got a lot to get to. A lot of it has to do with a bat and a ball. We're talking baseball and softball today. Coming up in about 5 minutes, we're going to head down to College Station, Texas, and talk with the head coach of the Texas A&M Aggie baseball team, Rob Childress. They beat number one Rice last night. A&M was number one at the beginning of the year. Then they were 21-14, and they struggled a little bit lately. And we're going to talk about that, like Nebraska. But Nebraska got a win last night, and that's huge. You just got to get a win to stop all that losing and move on. Mike Anderson of the Huskers will join us tomorrow. But today, Rob Childress, Texas A&M, joins us on the program. Then we get local. Rick Kissick of the defending state champion Grand Island Islander baseball team is going to join us. And also joining us today, Troy Baker from Hastings Softball. They're 23-9. I think that's a lot better than people expected. They got off to that good conference start, and they play 8 games before we reconvene on Monday. A home doubleheader against Doan today. Then they're regularly scheduled on the road doubleheaders Friday and Saturday. And while they're in Iowa, they're going to go to Morningside then and make up those doubleheaders on Sunday from earlier bad weather. So they've got 8 games here over the next 5 days. It's going to tell a lot about where they sit when it comes to the end of the conference race. Also, we have Nebraska spring game tickets to give away on the show. And we should probably do that today and tomorrow. So be with us for that. But the biggest news today, Derek, obviously, is John Buck, our favorite Royal, grand slam home run, 2 home runs. The Royals have won 3 in a row, 9-3 last night over Cleveland.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
There you have it. John Buck, home run, solo shot, and then a grand slam home run, tying his career high 5 RBIs. He is the backup catcher, but with the afternoon games and everything that's been going on, Olivo and him have kind of been splitting time. So Buck got the start last night. I expect Olivo will be in the lineup this afternoon when the Royals go for the sweep against Cleveland. Pregame at 12:35. First pitch here on ESPN Radio is set for 1:10. So the Royals pick up the win. And the NFL schedules come out yesterday, last night. Special. And it's hard to break down, but I will say, favorite team, the Cowboys, play at Kansas City and at Denver in back-to-back weeks. So they will play that division. They also play the NFC South with New Orleans and Carolina. That could be a little bit tough. They're only on Monday Night Football once, but they have been moved around some other times. And again, explain to me, NFL, why is it necessary to play on Christmas, which is a Friday? You're not playing on Saturday. No games that Saturday, December 26th, but we need to have a game Christmas night. Again, explain that to me. I don't like it. I don't understand it. There's no reason for it, especially when if Christmas doesn't fall on Christmas Eve on Sunday, then there's no reason to be playing NFL football. It's just the way I feel. But we have a special guest joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today to break down the NFL schedules. And we welcome in Tony Davis to the program today. Tony, welcome into the Doug and Daddy Show. Glad to have you aboard.
Well, very, very nice to be back, Douglas. And forget this NFL schedule. I'm back concentrating
on
this.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. It's Big Daddy. Derek wrote Tony Davis will be joining us to talk. I didn't know. Big Daddy back from a two-week hiatus.
All this talk about the NFL schedule, I've had it. When are we going to zero in on this women's bowling victory? I'm gone. I find out about it this weekend as I'm absolutely elated, ecstatic, couldn't be more thrilled. Missed the start of the baseball season, but what a treat. What a treat for the Nebraska women's bowling team.
So, while you're away, a national championship for the Husker bowling team.
You know what? They ranked third, fourth, second all year long. Didn't see a national title coming. But well, down the pipeline, boom, goes the dynamite.
We understand that this was one of the biggest challenges when our next guest left the program. He was tight with Bill Straub. He always went and watched Nebraska women's bowling while he was here. And Rob Childress, now the head baseball coach at Texas A&M, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Well, we're great. And is it true that you still try to keep up like we do with the Nebraska women's bowling team?
Oh, without question. They're a national power in bowling and have been for quite some time. Do a great job.
Hey, Rob, congratulations knocking off number one Rice last night. I know both Nebraska and down there at Texas A&M with the Aggies, they were hoping to be in a little bit better shape here wins and loss-wise over the last couple of weeks, but a big, big win for your program last night.
It was. We needed that one, especially the heartbreaking loss we had in Game 3 at Kansas State and had a couple of days off. And, you know, to go on the road and win last night I thought was important for us, you know, not from just an RPI standpoint, but from a confidence standpoint. And You know, I know we've got a tough test this weekend with Nebraska.
Rob, talk about the preseason expectations that were put on your team and maybe how the kids handled them or didn't handle them at times.
Well, I mean, it's great to be ranked number one. You know, it gives somebody, you know, people something to talk about for 6 weeks before the season starts, and that's good publicity for our university, our athletic program, our baseball program. But, you know, nobody really knows until you start playing, you know, how it's going to be. Our players handled extremely well and prepared extremely well, and we've gotten everybody's best shot, which we expect nothing less. And, you know, offensively, we've just been okay. We haven't been as good as we thought we would be not throughout the fall and the spring. And, you know, some of our veteran guys haven't, you know, produced the way they have in the past 2 or 3 years. And, you know, that's part of baseball. And, you know, I feel like we're playing a little bit more confidence. And, you know, even on the pitching side, you know, from a depth and experience standpoint, we've had some older guys that haven't had the years they've had in the past to date.
Talking with Rob Childress, the head baseball coach at Texas A&M. They welcome in Nebraska for a three-game series this weekend. Coach, I think you've seen it in your time at Texas A&M, and definitely we're seeing it in Lincoln. When you think you might be going in with a rebuilding year, all of a sudden you're winning 40-45 ball games, and then when there's some expectations, you struggle a little bit. As a coach with these 18, 19, 20-year-old athletes, how do you handle those situations? We always hear take it one game at a time, but I guess it's never more evident than what we've seen just in your 4 years at A&M.
Well, you have to, and with our guys, you know, you just got to continue to try to create confidence in them and make them understand they've prepared this the way they have the last 2 or 3 and 4 years. And, you know, you don't have to put the body of work in front of what got you there. And so many times you have, you know, seniors come back and say, well, you know, here I am, a career 350 hitter with 40 home runs, or I've, you know, struck out 80 guys each of the last 2 years or had 9 saves. I can go do that again. And that's not what happened. It's about one good day of work, one good swing, one good at-bat, one walk, and, you know, at the end, that's when the body of work shows up. And so many times we just put our eyes on the body of work instead of the process it takes to get there. And, you know, it's a matter of keeping these younger guys, and especially our veterans, in that mold of, hey, one good at-bat, one good swing, one good approach, and, you know, then the body of work is going to show up when it's all said and done.
Rob, I think entering this season, a lot of people's they thought the strength of your club would be the pitching staff coming back. But offensively for you guys, 11 people with 2 or more home runs. Did you see that pop coming throughout the lineup?
Well, I would take, you know, one home run from each guy and a better batting average and on-base percentage. And, you know, right now I think we're hitting 282, 283 as a team and feel like we're much better than that. I'm sure every coach in the country would say that as well. But, you know, a couple of our guys that have proven themselves over the last 3 years, Kyle Colligan and Luke Anders, have not had the years they're capable of hitting. You know, both these guys are, you know, first team all Big 12 performers last year that have just been okay this year. But, you know, again, they continue to lead every day by example and show up to work, and they're going to get paid back before the season's over, I can tell you that.
Texas A&M coach Rob Childress joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, you've got some special kids down there, and Brooksy had a great night at the plate last night, and I expect we're going to probably see him on the mound this week. Talk a little bit about the special player that this kid is.
He's just an extreme competitor. I mean, that kid hates losing more than he enjoys winning. You wish every coach wish they had a team full of guys like that. And, you know, had a lot of competitors in my years at Nebraska, and he ranks right up there with those guys as far as a guy that's just he's gonna weigh you to a win. He's gonna not let you lose. And you know, Shane Comanio's that way. He wasn't gonna let you lose on Friday night. And you know, Brooks is in that same mold, and you know, Brooks can hit too. Shane couldn't hit, and he was too busy playing the trumpet in high school instead of working on a swing. He could really pitch, though. But Brooks is, you know, he's very athletic offensively. He's a good defender in the outfield, can really run, and, you know, he's a fun one to watch play.
Coach, how do you balance that with a player, with a pitching, and then you're playing outfield? You're getting him at bats just from getting stiff and sore throughout the week.
Well, it's hard to do, and it took him 4 or 5 weeks just to get his body into that type of shape, you know, day in, day out, playing on Saturday and Sunday and Tuesday and Wednesday, and he's handled it extremely well. And, you know, now with our scholarship limitations and roster limitations, you almost have to try to, you know, at least recruit a guy that has the potential to be a two-way guy. Not many of them can do it once you do get into college. They got to be one or the other, but you know, he's done an incredible job. I mean, we only get 27 guys on scholarship, 35 total on the roster, and, you know, to have a guy that can do both is special. Our guy, Nick Fleece, it's closing now. You know, we expected him to be our 5-0 hitter to protect Luke Anders. The guy had a great fall and a great January and February before he opened, and, you know, here he is now, has struggled offensively, but he's kind of fallen into our closer role because he's a guy that we recruited as a two-way guy that ends up, you know, going to hit for us, not pitch a whole lot. Now, you know, the guy's finishing games for us and doing a great job at that. So, you know, Travis Starling and Kyle Tebow have been okay, but here comes Nick Fleece and steps up as our closer.
You know, Coach Childers says, you know, he plays some outfield. He can run a little bit. Hey, he's stolen 20 out of 24 bases. Yeah, he can run a little bit.
Yeah.
Rob, you've almost cycled through your first class down there in your fourth year. I guess the question that Nebraska fans want to know, has it been everything you thought it would be? I guess if you think back to when you accepted the position, are you about where you had hoped you'd be at this point in 4 years?
You know, we are. It was hard in 2006. I mean, it was the hardest year of my life. I mean, it was, you could entitle it the year that'll make you shake your head. And at Nebraska, you know, just having so many blue-collar, hard-nosed guys that every one of them woke up every day and asked themselves one question. They said, you know, what can I do today to help Nebraska win a championship? And coming down here in 2006, we didn't have that, and it was hard. It was hard leaving our friends behind and our players behind and, you know, the people at, you know, at the university. And, you know, I still miss them to this day. And, you know, but the last couple of years have been gratifying. We brought in 25 new players, kind of like our second year at Nebraska. And, you know, those guys sold out to everything that we were about, and, you know, we have turned it around. This year hasn't been easy, but it's been fun because I know everybody's into what we're doing, and we've had to fight. Anything worth having's worth fighting for, and we've had some guys show up every day and fight. And, you know, I'm glad to be at Texas A&M. I'm proud to be here. But by the same token, I could have been at Nebraska my whole career and love the people up there and miss the pheasants and the big birds and, you know, haven't had a chance to make it back up there. But I sure cherish my 8 years at Nebraska.
We're talking with the 2008 Big 12 Coach of the Year, Rob Childress from Texas A&M. Interestingly enough, Nebraska's ERA 6.52 right now. And, of course, being the pitching coach at Nebraska, let's go to an email here, Rob. Any advice for the current Nebraska pitching staff? And it's signed Mike in Lincoln.
Well, I don't know if he needs an answer. He's got a great pitching coach there in Eric Newman, I can tell you that.
I guess just to follow up on that a little bit, he's got some young kids, and we're talking with Mike tomorrow here on the program. They've been so depleted with success. You've been a part of that. When you have young kids that just, I guess for a lack of a better term, they just haven't had the experience or maturity to maybe be thrown into the role they're in, how do you handle that? Because I know you've had to handle that in the past. You've got to put them out there because that's what you've got. They get banged around a little bit. Their psyche, I guess, starts to come into a play. How do you mold these 18, 19-year-old kids so that next year and 2 years down the road, they're the kind of kids that will lead you to championships?
Well, you said it very well. I mean, you know, they're a victim of their own success. They've had a great run, and, you know, all these guys chose to move on to professional baseball and lost some other guys to the draft that they'd signed, and that's the hardest part of our job. You never stop recruiting. You don't know who's going to show up until the first day of classes and who's going to come back. And, you know, every coach carries a crystal ball and a calculator with him trying to stay under the 11.7 salary cap and know who's going to sign and who's going to come back, and it just never ends. But, you know, it's a confidence thing. And, you know, last year we We started two freshmen and a sophomore in our conference rotation, and, you know, we were able to do that strictly because we were very, very, very good offensively. And our offense covered up a lot of their learning-on-the-job mistakes that they made, and we were able to win some games 8-7, 10-9, and we're able to come back and, you know, cover up a lot of their mistakes. And now all of a sudden a freshman, you know, instead of leaving losing 8-5 or 8-2, you know, he leaves with a 9-8 win, and all of a sudden it doesn't feel so bad that we've given up some runs and walks because we won. And that was what we were able to do last year because with our young guys on the mound. You know, we covered up all their mistakes with offense. And, you know, if we had to run freshman pitchers out there every day this year, it'd be a little bit different story from a confidence standpoint because they might pitch great and get beat 5-4.
Rob, I think before we let you get out of here, I want to know the talent disparity when you go to Texas and you recruit in Texas. I understand that in Nebraska, you got to get a bunch of little chihuahuas that just want to just nip at your heels and play their butts off. But it's a little bit different in Texas where you've just got a plethora of athletes.
Well, I think the talent's the same. There's obviously more here and not as many in the Midwest. But I'm going to tell you this. The thing I miss most about the Midwest kid is, you know, just that blue-collar, hard-nosed attitude they're going to give you. And they come in with the team concept in mind already because, you know, the high school kid stays with his high school coach in the summer playing Legion ball, and he has accountability and ownership within his program, and they're playing the scoreboard. They're playing to win. And down here, you get a very talented kid that's played select baseball that doesn't know what his team's record is, may show up on Thursday or Friday and, you know, throw his three innings, and then he's gone home for the weekend for that tournament. He's not stayed and grinded it through five games in a tournament with his team. And, you know, there might be more bodies down here, but from a talent standpoint, it's pretty right on. And the thing you get an opportunity to do on a Midwest kid is you get a chance to dream on him a little bit and say, when this kid plays baseball for 12 months a year, he's going to make a huge jump. Justin Picard from Staplehurst, Nebraska, is throwing 78 miles an hour and comes in as a walk-on, and I think, man, I'm going to get some pretty good hunting spots for the next 3 years, and hopefully he can get some lefties out. And, you know, turns out the guy ended up, you know, put on 30 pounds and jumped 10 miles an hour, and now all of a sudden he's throwing 92 miles an hour, and, you know, his hunting spots were terrible, and they were the worst hunting spots I ever had, but that guy turned out to be a pretty good pitcher. So you see those guys really develop when they start focusing on one sport, but, you know, Picard's a great example. I mean, just a terrible hunting guide, but a great left-handed pitcher.
Well, Rob, I hope if you get back up here, we can point you somewhere with better luck in the field there. Keep up the great work down there at College Station. We sure appreciate your time, as always, on the Doug and Daddy Show, and look forward to what should be hopefully an enjoyable and very competitive weekend series with Nebraska.
Well, I know it will, and I always appreciate you guys having me on. There's a lot of people up there I'll always miss and wish I could make it back there more.
Rob, who hates Texas more, A&M or Nebraska?
Well, I think it's probably a push. I know they don't like the people, you know, about an hour and a half to the west of us. I can tell you that very much here.
Well, go gig them, Coach. Best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys.
That's Rob Childers, head baseball coach of the Aggies of Texas A&M. We'll see. Good guy. And tomorrow, Mike Anderson going to join us. And I'm sorry, I like them both.
I like them both, too.
Being number one, Rice. A&M's in a little bit better spot right now than Nebraska is. Who knows where we'll be next year at this time. Coming up, we've got a lot going on. Rick Kissick, Grand Island, going to join us, baseball coach. Then we're going to be also talking to Troy Baker, softball coach from Hastings College. 1-888-455-ESPN. The emails are flooding in. Mark in Minden says, glad to see the other three quarters of the show is back. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. Got more to get to here, so let's take a break. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
See, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing? If you like auctions because you like to save big money, don't miss Kearney Yamaha's 24th Annual Inventory Reduction Auction this Sunday. The auction starts at 10 a.m. sharp and will feature over 85 three-wheelers, four-wheelers, motorcycles, and personal watercraft.
This is Craig Stokerbrand at Kearney Yamaha. If you've been to one of our auctions, you already know how much money you can save. Some items sell for as much as $2,000 under regular market prices. Don't miss out on this one-time-a-year opportunity to buy three-wheelers, four-wheelers, motorcycles, and personal watercraft at unbelievably low prices.
You can also bid on thousands of dollars worth of new and used parts and accessories. This year, Kearney Yamaha will also have all of their apparel marked down to incredibly low prices. You can buy T-shirts for as little as $5 and save hundreds of dollars on leather coats and chaps. This money-saving opportunity only happens once a year. Don't miss Kearney Yamaha's annual inventory reduction auction this Sunday, April 19th at 10 a.m. sharp in the Kearney Yamaha parking lot.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelke Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
All the excitement of Kansas City Royals baseball is on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Alex drives one to deep center and back goes Wise. Still going back and gone. Alex Gordon gets it over the wall in dead center. It's 400 feet to straightaway center. And Alex getting a pitch in the middle of the plate and drove it hard. Royals baseball all season long brought to you in part by Skeeter Barnes on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Extreme weather can cause delays and closings. When it does, click on ESPNSuperstation.com and look for the Fidelke Heating and Air weather threat icon. Click it for a full listing of delays and closings anytime and update it all the time. Even when the weather stops you, nothing can stop a train.
An isolated shower is possible early on yet today. Otherwise, we'll see partial sun and some more cloudiness at times with highs around 67. Southeast winds will stay gusty at 15 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, skies stay partly to mostly cloudy with a chance for some showers and a few storms developing with lows near 49. I'm Paul Trombley.
Duck and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'm going to talk with Rick Kissick, Grand Island baseball coach, here in just a moment. Got a lot of emails to get to. Some concerning the Big Daddy back after 2 weeks of vacation. Unbelievable. I think you're actually over-tanned. Also, we're going to talk a little softball at Hastings College as well. I want to get into those emails, talk Royals. Go to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. They're glad you're back, Daddy.
Well, it's warming up. The ground's warming up, and that means it's time to plant corn in the Cornhusker State. Plant Dynagrow, and you win this year. 57V07, 58V72, and 57V38 will all win on your farm's team in 09. All VT triple hybrids with bullion defense, just like the 09 Huskers. Dynagrow is growing again in 09. Plant it on your farm and see why. Grow with Dynagrow. Call Lauren Kaiser or Dynagrow Dave, 1-800-652-9298. They're waiting for you. Maybe you got to wrap up some loose ends. Maybe you didn't come through with that corn you once thought. They still got corn for you at Dynagrow, 1-800-652-9298.
Did you get rid of some Dynagrow down there on vacation?
All they said was, we no speaker.
Well, we're glad to have you back, and we are glad to be joined here for the first time in the 2009 season. The head coach of the defending state champion Grand Island Islander baseball team, Rick Kissick, as they get ready to begin the Heartland Conference tournament tomorrow, and they're fresh off a doubleheader sweep of Lincoln North Star yesterday. Coach, congratulations, and good morning.
Good morning, and thanks a lot.
Hey, glad to have you on again. Your baseball team setting right now at 9-4 as you head into the conference tournament. Nobody giving you guys a whole lot of respect for being defending champions, as you've not sniffed the top 10 with a 9-4 record. So are you guys overachieving right now, or are you playing up to your potential?
Well, I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think last night was an example. You know, we gave up a 7-run inning in the fifth to put us behind, and we bounced back with a big bases clearing double by Derek Papstein. We just have hit the ball probably as well as we ever have here. You know, we said that last year, and then this year we've got four left-handed hitters in a row. We've got more left-handers than I can remember in the years past combined. But we still got some things we got to get better at, but we're certainly excited with our start. And, you know, we found out last year that it's better to peak at the end than to do all the hoopla early.
Rick, it's something that strikes me with these spring sports schedules. On Friday nights in football, you know you're going to play a football game. In basketball, you know you're going to play a game. With the weather in baseball, to be mentally prepared and to stay focused, you don't always know when you're going to play these baseball games. Is that a difficult thing that kids have to overcome?
Oh, it's very difficult. And really the mindset, you know, it's tough for, you know, maybe your number three pitcher or your role player that, you know, is expected. You kind of tell them ahead of time, you're going to pitch on Tuesday, you're going to pitch on Thursday. Well, now Tuesday gets canceled, so you push the 1 and 2 to Thursday, and now here's a backup kid that was all excited. Grandparents are coming in, relatives are coming in, and now he doesn't get to start that Thursday game. And then hitting-wise, it's just always difficult. You just can never get enough swings or enough repetitions on the baseball field to stay at the peak of your game. But, you know, that's how spring sports are. I know that when announcements come out on game days, our kids cringe when the weather's iffy because that's usually a negative.
Coach Rick Kissick, a Grand Island baseball program, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you get in here now to the conference tournament scheduled to begin tomorrow. Good seed for you as you're the 3 seed. You'll take on Lincoln High tomorrow. Lincoln Southeast is the number 2 seed. What about the strength? Southwest gets the bye. They're ranked in the top 10. They've got the best record in the conference. How does this tournament stack up this year?
Well, I think it's obviously Southwest will be favorite. Southeast maybe have the best pitcher in the state. You know, all these games, Lincoln High actually upset us last year, so we're going to actually throw the Lincoln High transfer, Luke Farrar, who's had another incredible year for us against them on Thursday. But, you know, we gotta look back at what happened last year. I don't think we took a team for granted. We just got outplayed, and that's the difficulty of baseball is, you know, your starting pitcher often dictates how the game's going to be played. But we feel confident that, you know, if we get Nathan Zook has stepped up, he'll throw one of those big games, and Nick Hines. So, you know, we just have got to advance each day. And certainly, you know, expectations are high as always with us.
Rick, I guess you look down offensively for your team on the 9 wins. You're scoring 8, 9, 10, even more runs in those games. So offensive production's been key for you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like I said, I go back the RBIs. I mean, we've got 4 left-handers in a row that really prepped, figured out through their ace left-hander against us last Friday and kind of shut us down. But for the most part, these guys are hitting the ball extremely hard. We've got some incredibly natural players that play the game at a really high level of instinct. And, you know, I just think we're fun to watch. We're kicking the ball around a little bit. You know, we've had a tough time replacing Cash as short. He's been shortstop for 4 years. We've run several guys there, and nobody obviously can live up to that expectation at this point. But other than that, I would be pleased with all aspects of how we played so far.
Rick Kissick, Grand Island baseball coach. They're getting ready to start the conference tournament tomorrow. They'll be taking on Lincoln High. Game time at Sherman Field is set for 5 o'clock, and then on to Friday and Saturday to finish out the tournament. Then they come back home on the 21st, next Tuesday, to take on Lincoln Pius the 10th. You've had your crack at some of the Omaha schools. Most of the rest are Lincoln competition, obviously. Just a quick thought about the play of the Omaha teams, because they have, I guess, got the better of you. That's 3 of your 4 losses.
Well, they certainly traditionally are good, and I think that's what made last year's championship so special, going through those teams. But, you know, they're just, I would say, ahead of us right now, that we've got to close the gap. They're strong. Papio South put on a clinic here. He had 30-some runs in the 2 games they played against us in Northeast Saturday, and you know we got to close that gap, and we certainly will try. We're hoping that the vacation guy there will bring some of that good weather back with him, so we can get
Well, Big Daddy bringing good things. I don't know that that's ever going to work, Rick, but we'll put it on the list. Hey, right. Best of luck in the tournament this week, and we'll catch up with you later on in the season.
Thanks, guys.
Grand Island head baseball coach Rick Kissick joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're 9-4 right now after that doubleheader sweep yesterday. And as we said, they get into the conference tournament this week, starting tomorrow against Lincoln High.
They're going to win this deal.
You got a feeling?
I got a feeling. You know what? They're going to roll. I think, obviously, you got to stay in that winner's bracket. Because falling back the other way just doesn't work.
Well, it's no fun.
No.
It's no fun playing for fifth. Let's play for first. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot of emails, spring game tickets, a little Hastings College softball. It's all right here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
There's one thing we all like, it's saving money. And I know how you can save 5 cents on every gallon of Shell gasoline you buy. Get the new Shell Saver Card. It's a payment card that links directly to your checking account. Swipe it at the pump and the 5 cents per gallon discount appears in your bank statement. Just pick up a brochure at a participating Shell station. Application and each transaction are subject to approval. Offer valid for new accounts until June 30th, 2009. After June 30th, you continue to save 2 cents per gallon at Shell. See application and card member agreement for complete details.
The Home Depot has good news for contractors. And what contractor could use a little of that? The number one name in home improvement now carries the number one name in ladders. Werner, preferred by pros more than any other brand of ladder. Now get our 6-foot fiberglass stepladder at a new lower price of just $58. Werner ladders are back at the Home Depot. Things are definitely looking up. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. 22. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
An isolated shower is possible early on yet today. Otherwise, we'll see partial sun and some more cloudiness at times with highs around 67. Southeast winds will stay gusty at 15 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, skies stay partly to mostly cloudy with a chance for some showers and a few storms developing with lows near 49. I'm Paul Trombley.
Something else you missed while you were gone, Daddy. Did you take in any entertainment while you were on vacation?
No entertainment.
No concerts, no outside concerts, no house bands, no kicking it. Because you missed the man last Thursday.
No idea.
He has no idea, I know. Oh, no, there's no... He still won't know. He won't know this.
Drill it down!
He has no clue. Been talking about it, advertising it for 3 months. He has no idea what happened to him.
No clue.
That's good. That's real good.
Lone Star?
B.B. King.
He's a blues guy. I've heard of him.
Are those bruises on your arm? I don't know.
Yeah, black guy, blues guy, plays a guitar.
Does very good.
Yeah, all right. I heard of him.
One triple A.
Was that B.B. King or somebody else? That was B.B. King. All right.
It's not Bo Diddley. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doan for two today. Dort for two Friday on the road. Sioux Falls, hopefully, on the road Saturday. And then makeup games with Morningside Sunday. That is the schedule. 8 games scheduled in the next 5 days for the Hastings College softball team. So let's find out a little bit about how they're going to handle all this. So Troy Baker, the head softball coach at Hastings College, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, glad to have you on. 8 games in 5 days, a little bit of Mother Nature. Is this too much softball, or are you guys looking forward to it if you can get them all in?
I would say it's too much softball. Some stupid person, myself, made the scheduling, you know, and I kind of thought, you know, we have 2 weeks to go. We've got to get all these games in, and it's just, it's impossible schedule, but you know what? Everybody else in the conference is in the same boat.
Troy, anybody but you guys see this coming, a 9-3 conference record at this point in the season?
I'm saying it is all of just the players and the coaching staff, because this has kind of been motivation for our team. We kind of got slapped in the face that I see it that way. We got voted 9th in as in the preseason poll, and we've kind of used that as motivation all year. I kind of hope, you know, in the next season they say the same thing, and it'll make us more motivated. But, you know, I don't see that coming. You know, we had a very talented team last year when I was helping out with Fran Hummel, and we knew that the people coming back, that we were a lot better than what the other coaches thought of it.
Time with Troy Baker at Hastings College right now, 23-9 on the season, as Daddy said, 9-3 in the conference. And I guess positioning yourself to be not only in the middle of the conference, but at the top of the conference in the race. Tell us a little bit about the competition that you're going to be seeing this weekend, which obviously if you play 8 games, this is going to determine if you still have a chance the last 2 weeks.
You're exactly right. Doan coming in tonight, very good hitting ball club. You know, we're going to have to put our batting bats up in the air and swing away, because they can put some runs on the board. Hopefully our pitchers will come ready to go, and we play some defense, and hopefully, you know, we can be ready to go. And then Dort on Friday is kind of they're probably a bigger surprise than us, because they were voted like near the bottom, and they're 8-6 in conference, and they're like on a 7-game winning streak. So we don't know exactly what we're going to see. A lot of the same players from last year, but they're playing real well. Sioux Falls has kind of struggled a little bit, so you just kind of want to be prepared to go in there, and you just don't know what you're going to get. And then Morningside, team that everybody thought was going to win the conference, they have lost 4 games in conference, which is a kind of surprise to me, because they are solid. So, you know, it is our... We're going to have to get ready to play. If we get all of them in, we're just going to be mentally prepared to put every situation and everything in order.
Troy, I guess in softball, you know, you kind of go with that, well, you got a number one pitcher, and she can go quite a bit. Well, she's probably not going to be able to go 8 games in a row. I can assume that. How deep is your pitching staff?
We have a 1 and 1A, and you can put them in any order you want. Our two pitchers are juniors, and for the most part, they're going to throw most of them, but you actually might see our third pitcher because one of them's kind of a little bit sore, and hopefully that our top two can go for most of the games. But our third one, she's 3-0. So, you know, I think for the most part, I am happy, very ecstatic with our pitching staff. We have 3 deep, but we actually could go 4 if we got in a tight pinch. And I think that's why we are where we're at, is because of our pitching staff. They've done the job every time they've gone out.
Talking with Troy Baker, the head softball coach at Hastings College. They lead the GPAC conference percentage-wise right now at 9-3. Dana and Morningside are 10-4, and Doan, who comes in tonight, is 11-5 on the season. Coach, tell us about, since it is a little bit of a surprise that you have done this good, not compared to number 9, I agreed with you on that, but who has stepped up for you here in this month of March and April?
I think, you know what, you can't, the reason why we are so successful, 1 through 9, you know, we really don't have a tough out. Yes, lately we have been struggling with the bats, but from day one when the season started, we were swinging away. We, you know, Kayla Pell starts, yep, she's hitting like .442. You know, you can go on and on and on. The biggest surprise, and it's nothing against Stacy Paladino, one of our pitchers, has 8 home runs. And if you asked her at the beginning of the year, are you going to hit 8 home runs, she'd probably look at me like I was strange. She has really stepped this year for us, because she plays shortstop when she doesn't pitch. You know, that is, if I have to say, you know, there's one pinpoint person that has stepped up her game, she is probably the biggest one.
Well, of course, last time out, you had 2 one-run victories, and so Tara getting the Tobiasen getting the game-winning hit in one of those ball games, and Ellie getting the game-winning hit in those others. So you got a couple of girls that have been probably walking around on cloud here the last week.
They have. You know, Tara, I know she told the media that that was her first game-winning hit ever, and that's kind of hard to believe because this girl's got freakish power. And she just needed a single, and that's what she got. When she gets a hold of it, it goes. So, and with Ellie, Ellie has been consistent all year. She's kind of our backup shortstop, plays when Stacy does pitch, and she has been consistent all year with the glove and with the bat. So they are feeling pretty good, and hopefully this will carry over for this big week.
Well, Doug, something we're going to ask Mike Anderson tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show is the problems they've had with putting people on base. I'm looking at these pitchers. One's got 24 walks. Well, she struck out 88. The other one's got 7 walks. She struck out 57. Anytime you get a strikeout to walk ratio like that, you're going to be successful.
That's the way it's supposed to be, right, Coach?
Oh, exactly. And Stacy's amazing. She can throw the ball almost anywhere she wants to. And Chelsea's the kind of a power pitcher. She'll, you know, once in a while she'll get 2 or 3 and kind of get mad at herself. But it is those stats that you're looking at. Those guys have had amazing years.
Well, you know, so many times they always say it's hard to replace a legend as a coach. Well, at least you didn't have that problem, right, Troy?
My friend's not listening because that's my boss. And so he did a great job of getting these guys in here. You know, those are all of his recruits. And I'm just trying not to get in the way because these guys are very talented. And, you know, once in a while I need to steer them a little bit. But these guys are really talented players.
Well, Troy, hopefully you guys can get all the games in and pile up a lot more wins here in this next 5-day stretch. Congratulations and great job so far, and keep up the good work. Thanks for giving us some time today.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Hastings College head softball coach in his first year as the head coach, Troy Baker, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. 23-9 overall, 9-3 in the conference. They will host Doan in a doubleheader tonight at 5 o'clock. This has been one of their better seasons in quite a while, and that's good to see for Hastings College. 1-888-455-ESPN. I want to get to the emails here at the Dent Popper inbox. Jeff and Carney, our Powder Blue Royals fan, he says it's peanut butter jelly time. Not bad for a second-string catcher. Attaboy, John Buck. Jeff goes on to say, I had a chance to watch the Royals-Yankees series on Easter weekend at Kauffman. Every penny of the $250 million worth of renovations was well spent. What a beautiful ballpark. All of the new outfield seating, rival sports bar, kids attractions, bathrooms, and most important, beer stands are great additions. Now that you can stand directly in front of the fountains, I won't even sit in the seats again or ever sit in the seats again. Jeff in Kearney. Ken says, I can't stand it. I didn't plan to email today, but can't resist commenting on the poll taken last night on the Royals pregame comparing Royals pitchers. And I saw this. I think it is fair to say that most of those casting votes never saw Saberhagen, Gubazaw, Leonard, or Splittorff pitch. Those that did are too damn old to know how to use an iPod or whatever else to cast a vote. I have seen them all many times, and I will take any of them over Mesh, Davies, or Greinke. Nothing against these guys. They are good, but not the caliber of the older four, and let's all pray to the baseball gods that Alex will get it going soon. Ken and Carney. Bull or no bull, Daddy? That was one of the questions, a poll question last night. The greatest trio of starting pitchers. And, of course, the current crop, Mesh, Greinke, Davies, won the poll by a slight margin. But you're talking the Saberhagen days. You're talking the Gubazaw days. Yeah. You're talking the Montgomery days. I mean, those were the different trios. Kevin Apier, you know, was a lead pitcher on one of those. And I want to bring that up to you. Are you bull or no bull? Brought to you by Ace Hardware and Toro, our bull or no bull email of the day. Do you agree with Ken that it was the old-time pitchers, or do you disagree?
No, the old-time pitchers, obviously, when you're contending for titles year in, year out, until this group would make a run and win that division title, those other guys will always come ahead of them.
So you're casting no bull.
I'm casting no bull to Ken. You know what? Anytime you lined up, well, you're leaving. I mean, they don't even talk about Saberhagen, Gubazaw, Lee Brandt, and was Danny Jackson the fourth one? I mean, in there. I mean, that's an awful good lineup to string out every day. And you know, a lot of people back in those days, Charlie Lee Brandt was not going to dazzle you. Very Maddox-like. You know, he wasn't going to overpower anybody, but there's a lot of 84, a lot of 86-mile-an-hour pitches that were pitched perfect on corners.
Looks like Ted Lilly.
The people
of the Cubs.
Sit down.
Yeah. Well, about lunchtime, folks, and you know you can catch Major League Baseball every single game on the package at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island, including today's Royals 110 telecast. Maybe you get a little late lunch. Maybe you get an extended lunch. Whatever you want to watch, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, they're all underway this week. The Chicken Coop is there for you with not a bad seat in the house. Great lunch specials every day, great food and drink specials every night. How about their new home-style lunch specials, including the hot beef sandwich, chicken fried steak or chicken fried chicken, or home-style meatloaf, all served with mashed potatoes, gravy, and dinner roll. I bet you haven't had mashed potatoes in 2 weeks. I bet you haven't had gravy. Well, I bet you haven't had gravy for like a meal for 2 weeks. You probably produced. But I digress here. Let's go back to talk about the great food that you can get at the Chicken Coop. With all the great burgers, the pizzas, how about the great selection? You haven't probably had balls of cheese in a long time. The Chicken Coop is waiting for the return of Daddy. Come on down and check out the newest item. Ask Colin about Chislic. It's 8 ounces of choice sirloin tips, fried and seared with your favorite wing sauce. You put it together with your favorite side item, only $6.99 at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. We will take a break. Touch a little bit on football right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
Hey, Greeny, remember how we were talking about ballpark food?
Sure I do, Golic.
The $20 ice cream, the $300 hot dogs, the drinks that you need to take out a second mortgage, the pizza that's so pricey it ought to come with a round-trip ticket to Italy?
And your point is?
Well, they're very expensive, that's all.
No need to worry. Many of your Subway favorites, like the Stack It, Pack It, made-to-your-order spicy Italian, and the meaty and delicious BLT, continue to be $5 footlongs all day, every day. Subway, home of the famous $5 footlong. Subway, eat fresh.
Head and Shoulders, when used regularly, gives you awesome, visibly flake-free hair you don't have to think about. So what goes on in the head of a Head and Shoulders man?
Why do girls start wearing those big sheepskin man boots? They're everywhere. On the street, at work, in clubs. I mean, what are they hiding under those things? Cankles? Hammer toes? Hairy feet?
When you don't have to think about your hair, your mind is free to wander. Head and Shoulders. Respect the scalp, get the hair.
Take a closer look and you'll find ACE is different than other natural gas suppliers. ACE, the Public Alliance for Community Energy, is the only not-for-profit natural gas supplier owned by Nebraska communities. We're not a huge company with shareholders. We're ACE. And when you're with ACE, your hard-earned money stays right here in Nebraska, enhancing our communities, parks, and playgrounds. For more information, visit aceenergy.org. Choose ACE. We're in it for you.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
An isolated shower is possible early on yet today. Otherwise, we'll see partial sun and some more cloudiness at times with highs around 67. Southeast winds will stay gusty at 15 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, skies stay partly to mostly cloudy with a chance for some showers and a few storms developing with lows near 49. I'm Paul Trombley.
Tomorrow, we start a string of Andersons on the show. Mike Anderson, Nebraska baseball coach. Wayne Anderson going into the Nebraska Horse Racing Hall of Fame. Those ceremonies and banquet tomorrow night in Grand Island. Then Steve Anderson, Fonter Park announcer, joins us Friday as they get ready for the Bosselman next week. Kentucky Derby just a couple of weeks around the corner here as time starts to wind down. for our friends in Grand Island. So that's coming up here the next couple of days. Daddy Cody Spano out. Nebraska has three quarterbacks going into the spring game, and one of those is LaTravis Washington, who, what was he, a linebacker last year?
How does he get banged around? How do they let him get touched when you're down to a depleted shortness like they are?
Probably just doing a drill. Just doing a drill. Didn't work out so well. NHL playoffs begin tonight. Derek, who you got?
You know, I like teams out of the East. I'm going to take one of the top two seeds, either Boston or Detroit out of the East. I like them to go all the way.
Daddy, NCAA Women's Gymnastics held in Lincoln this weekend. Who you got?
Georgia. No brainer.
Okay, I'm taking Utah.
Oh, really?
They're in it, right? I'm going to go with Utah. I have no idea. Hey, let's give you a chance right now on the Doug and Daddy Show to win a pair of tickets to Saturday's Nebraska spring game. 1-888-455-ESPN. We've got a trivia question we're going to ask you right here on the air. 1-888-455-ESPN, because we want true Nebraska fans going to the spring game. A pair of tickets to the Nebraska spring game. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-3776. 1-888-455-3776. Somebody told me yesterday they didn't know what ESPN meant, so it's 3776. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Bill.
Bill, here is your Nebraska football trivia question for a pair of tickets to Saturday's spring game. What was Tommy Frazier's jersey number?
15.
There it is. We got a winner. For the, what? You hate me?
That's a softball.
I'll tell you what, I've heard some of the people that have called in on this show that you're related to, and they're just not all, I mean, but Bill, not related. Bill, hang on, Derek will get the information how you can pick up the tickets, and thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, we are going to give away another two pair of tickets to the spring game, so be listening tomorrow here to the Doug and Daddy Show as we will give away more Nebraska spring game tickets. And speaking of Nebraska, we're giving away the Nebraska basketball package to our friend Keith, who won the NCAA basketball Doug and Daddy pool, and he's kind of like you. He's really been out of it for a couple of weeks.
Well, he's been out working in the field, so he missed our broadcast last week after he somehow got lucky enough to win the NCAA basketball tournament bracket contest. One of his friends said, you guys mentioned some prizes on the radio. Just wondered if I was supposed to come by and pick something up or something being sent out. Anything cool left in that prize vault?
Oh, you're the grand prize winner, Keith. It is on the way, buddy. It is on the way.
He doesn't care to be involved with soccer until people start scoring. Appreciate that email, Keith.
That's good. Are you looking forward to the spring game Saturday?
I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, Jared Crick supposedly has solidified that number one position on that defensive line next to Sue. And I think that's really exciting. And it looks to be a three-man rotation there, mostly with Jared Crick getting most of the time. But Terrence Moore, along with Baker Steinkler, right behind them. But he's kind of moved ahead of them. Good for Jared Crick.
Is it coincidence that you finally get back to the country, to the state, and Nebraska's losing streak stops? They beat Iowa 8-5 last night.
Yeah, you got to get it going. We got to get some pitching. We got to find a way to get some pitching, and look forward to speaking with Mike Anderson tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We'll talk to Mike about that, what he is having to go through with this young pitching staff. Mike Anderson joins us tomorrow, Nebraska baseball coach. Wayne Anderson going into the Nebraska Racing Hall of Fame will join us tomorrow as well. We want to thank today's guest, Rob Childress, the manager of the Texas A&M baseball team, Rick Kissick, the head coach at Grand Island, and Troy Baker, the head softball coach at Hastings College. Daddy, welcome back.
Well, good to be back. Good to be back in the studio. Missed the weather that I was in, but we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.